What about the adjuvant setting? What's being done there, and what do you think is going to be done there?
Well, we're more than halfway through an absolutely spectacular trial. So the cooperative group trial, intergroup trial, is a comparison of placebo, sorafenib, and sunitinib in high-risk resected patients. We've put lots of patients on it at City of Hope. I heard just a couple days ago, that we're more than 800 patients into our 1,300-patient trial, so we're more than halfway there. I think anecdotally, I think that it should be interesting because treating a patient with these targeted therapies in the adjuvant setting is really different than treating a patient in the metastatic setting. Adjuvant patients expect different things. Their tolerance for toxicity is quite different. And remember, this is a year worth of therapy. Again, for those of us that have been around long enough, we remember when adjuvant breast was a couple years, and then it was a year, and now it's 6 months or shorter. We don't know how long
that's chemo.
And that's chemo.
But the hormones are going longer.
And the hormones are going the other direction,
right,
which
like
is more than five.
Years, right.
So we need to find out, one is, do these targeted agents work in that setting? And remember that we don't know, theoretically, the adjuvant setting is what? The adjuvant setting is patients with micrometastatic disease. We have not yet answered the question of what is the role of anti-angiogenesis in micrometastatic disease. It could be that angiogenesis isn't as robust and as such can't be inhibited as well in that micrometastatic setting. So what I say to patients and doctors that call me is, although one is enticed to use these targeted agents outside of a clinical trial in the high-risk resected patient, I'm a firm believer in waiting for level one evidence, and I would argue against that. And that's why we continue to put patients on this trial when there's a placebo control.
Does that mean you won't do it?
I will not do it, have not done it. And in fact, to the other side, I have had patients referred to me where they have started adjuvant therapy, and after they talk to me, they stop it, recognizing that we don't know whether there's benefit.